large ship, the Rachel, was seen. As the stranger shot nigh to the Pequod, Ahab's voice was heard.
Has ye seen the white whale?
Aye, yesterday. Has ye seen a whale boat adrift? The Rachel's captain, Gardner, immediately went on to reveal his purpose. He desired that ship to unite with his own in the search. By sailing over the sea, some 4 or 5 miles apart, on parallel lines, and so sweeping a double horizon, as it were. My boy, my own boy, is among them, Captain Gardner explained to Ahab. For God's sake, I beg, I conjure, let me charter your ships. I will gladly pay for it, and roundly pay for it, if there be no other way. For 8 and 40 hours only. Only that. You must, and you shall do this thing. His son, cried Starbuck. It's his son he's lost. What says Ahab? We must save that boy. But Ahab stood still like an anvil, receiving every shock, but without the least quivering of his own.
Captain Gardner, I will not do it. Let the ship sail as before, after Moby Dick.